Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're talking about something you might be seeing more often. These 3-in-1 safety devices for walkers.
Yeah, they seem to be popping up everywhere.
Exactly. So we want to explore why these little gadgets are, you know, suddenly gaining so much traction.
It is interesting. It definitely seems to reflect a shift, maybe a more proactive stance towards personal safety during, well, just everyday walks.
So let's back up a bit. For anyone who hasn't really seen one, what exactly is a 3-in-1 safety device? What are we talking about here?
Okay, so fundamentally, they bundle 3 key safety features into 1 single unit. Makes it easy to carry.
Right. And those 3 are?
Typically, you've got a personal safety alarm. You know, something loud to deter someone or signal for help in an emergency.
Uh-huh. Like a siren?
Pretty much, yeah. Then there's usually an integrated LED light. An emergency light, super important for being seen when it's getting dark.
Or early morning, I guess.
Exactly. And the third part is reflective elements. Some kind of reflective material built in or attached.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just to boost visibility to, say, cars or bikes.
Okay, so alarm, light, and reflection. Makes sense. All packed together. Now, the big question, why the sudden surge in interest? What's driving this?
Well, I think there are a few things feeding into it. One is probably just a generally heightened awareness about personal safety. People think about it more.
You mean just in general life or specifically walking?
Maybe both.
Yeah.
But definitely when walking.
Yeah.
Thinking about traffic or maybe feeling a bit vulnerable walking alone, especially if it's dark.
Right. And that leads people to look for solutions.
Exactly. Practical solutions. And these devices offer, well, a convenient feeling of preparedness.
Convenience definitely feels like a huge part of it. I mean, instead of grabbing a flashlight, a whistle, checking if your jacket's reflective.
Precisely. You grab one thing, it simplifies the whole process. No more juggling separate items, hoping you remembered everything. That all-in-one design is, I think, a really significant draw for a lot of walkers. It's just practical.
And having those features right there, instantly usable, must be key too, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you're at a desk, that light and the reflective bits are working for you immediately. No fumbling around.
And the alarm. Knowing it's right there, if, heaven forbid, something unexpected happens, that must offer some peace of mind.
Definitely. Think about maybe twisting an ankle on an uneven path or suddenly feeling unwell.
Uh-huh.
That alarm is a really straightforward way to signal for help, even if you can't shout loudly. Or maybe a sudden downpour reduces visibility and flick the light on. It's immediate.
Okay, so let's quickly summarize the main advantages then. For someone thinking about getting one, what are the clear benefits?
Number one, I'd say, is improved visibility. That combination of the light and the reflectors makes a walker significantly more noticeable.
Especially to drivers and cyclists.
Exactly. Particularly in low light conditions. Dawn, dusk, nighttime, bad weather. That's just basic accident prevention.
Makes sense. What's benefit number two?
The personal alarm. It gives you a direct means to attract attention in an urgent situation.
Like a medical issue or feeling unsafe?
Yes. Or maybe you just need to alert people nearby that something's wrong. That loud sound cuts through.
It's that immediate signal when maybe you can't use your voice effectively.
Right. And the third benefit, which we touched on, is more psychological, perhaps.
Peace of mind.
Yeah, exactly. Just knowing you have those safety tools easily accessible, it can foster a greater sense of security, maybe confidence, makes the walk itself more relaxing because you feel prepared.
So wrapping it up, these 3-in-1 devices are getting popular because they're, well, a practical, convenient package deal, aren't they?
That's a good way to put it.
They boost visibility, offer an emergency signal, and give that feeling of preparedness, all in one handy gadget.
They really do address multiple common concerns for regular walkers quite effectively.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. As we increasingly adopt these kinds of personal safety tools, how might that change, even subtly, how we perceive our surroundings when we're out and about? Does relying on a gadget affect our sense of awareness or perhaps our feeling of vulnerability? Something to ponder on your next walk.